certainly in Ireland, the pattern is to go to church in the morning and then to celebrate with food and drink, especially Guinness, in the afternoon. And I thought it would be appropriate to discuss some of the problems with alcoholic liver disease, particularly in our area. I think it's fascinating to learn that there is considered to be safer drinking. Hmm. The Nutrition Council has said that for women, one drink a day, no more than 7 drinks in a week, is considered safer drinking. And for men, they get 2 drinks a day or 14 drinks in a week. Why do the guys get to have so much more? Well, number one, they're bigger, generally speaking. Hmm. Number two, their body composition is different from the women's body composition in that they have more water in their bodies. And so that seems to dilute the alcohol somewhat and decrease the effect of it. Number three, because they're bigger, they've got bigger livers because that's the organ in the body that takes care of alcohol. We have to remember, really, alcohol is a poison, and the body has to neutralize that poison, and the liver is the organ that does that neutralization. So, if a person wanted to have their drinks and said, well, gee, I can skip drinking for 3 or 4 days as long as I can still have my total of 7 drinks, well, no, you don't get to bank your drinks and have a blowout on the weekend. That's binge drinking and is also unhealthy.
So why can't you save up all the drinks and drink 7 drinks in one night and then not drink for the rest of the week?
The problem is the load of poison that you're putting into your liver. And what we're finding is that the rate of alcoholic liver disease in women is rising quickly. It's up 50% over the past 10 years. And I'm talking end-stage liver disease.
Are there any ideas about why we've seen such a dramatic increase in liver disease among women recently?
There are several thoughts. Well, women are feeling more free to drink than they used to.
Hmm.
There is sort of a glass of wine at night or whatnot. Now, part of the problem is that the amount of alcohol that you drink, you might be drinking more than you think you do.
Hmm.
So what is a serving of alcohol? A serving of alcohol is 1 12-ounce beer of 4.5 to 5% alcohol. So that's like 1 Budweiser. If you're getting a Foster's, now that's beer, but that's basically 2 to 2.5 times the serving of alcohol. But it all comes in one can, so you think you're drinking just a can. You think you're following the rules, but no. A serving of wine is 5 ounces. 5 ounces is not very much compared to the total volume of a wine glass. I checked my wine glasses out last night. I have one that holds 12 and one that holds 16 ounces.
Right.
So you're not supposed to be pouring all that much wine into a wine glass. And the serving of hard liquor, so 80 proof liquor, is 1.5 ounces.
Hmm.
So that's a shot. There's about 16 to 17 shots in a fifth of hard liquor. The volume of alcohol in the drink and the volume that you're putting into your drink matters.
Are there any medications or substances that are not safe or that could further damage your liver if you're drinking?
Absolutely. The most important one is Tylenol. As it turns out, the same pathway that the liver uses to digest alcohol is the pathway it uses to digest Tylenol. And this can be serious or even fatally important because if a person has been drinking and even taking just the normal amount of Tylenol, their liver may not be able to handle the Tylenol, and they can go into fulminant liver failure.
Oof, what is that?
Okay, so fulminant liver failure means the liver has lost all ability to do any of its jobs in the body. You can't live without a liver.
Looking ahead towards the weekend and the impending holiday, where does that leave us?
So at the risk of sounding like Kathy Killjoy or Dr. Downer, don't drink too much. For the ladies, no more than 1 drink on the day, and for men, no more than 2 drinks. If you do drink more, please eat something because having the food in your belly will both protect your belly and help your alcohol to be more slowly absorbed into your system. Gives your liver a little bit of a heads up and lets it continue to work to digest the alcohol that you've already drunk. And if you need a pain reliever on the day after, ibuprofen with food.
Mm-hmm. And of course, another option for people is to not drink at all.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining us today again.
It is my pleasure every time.